And welcome back to Geek Speak Podcast. This is our fourth episode. We've taken a bit of a hiatus during June. So we have Alex Papalexio today. How have you been doing, man?
Not too bad. I wasn't been able to participate in the last two podcasts due to personal reasons. I've been here since the pilot episode, so now I'm back and ready to begin.
Yeah, how have you been doing, John?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good with me as well. What games have you been playing? Alex?
Actually, I haven't been playing that much. Mostly classic games. I've been replaying Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess, Wind Waker. I pretty much have been having a Zelda marathon in anticipation to Skyward Sword, because I'm so pumped up for it. Oh, and Mario Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy is always a classic around here.
Yeah.
You, John?
I've gone back to the classics of the Fire Emblem series, and such as 7 and 8 and 6.
With me, I haven't been playing too much either. I've been trying to get through some of the classics as well, like Chrono Trigger DS and a bit of Pokemon Heart Gold. So let's get rolling to our first story, I guess. Final Fantasy 13 might be heading to the 360 in Japan. So what do you guys think about Japan finally getting Japan's Xbox 360 owners finally getting this game?
Wait a second, wasn't Final Fantasy 13 on Xbox right now in the States?
Yeah, but the Japanese core market didn't get this game.
Oh, really?
For some reason.
I'm not so sure. I think it's already pretty dominant on the PS3. If you're going to the Xbox 360, I guess there are those group of people who don't have it and probably be willing to get it.
I don't see this really working too well on 360.
Same here, because mainly the 360 hasn't been the big console in Japan. It's mostly been the big two, which is Nintendo and Sony, that have been dominating that market right there. I guess we'll move on to our next topic, because we have a lot to talk about today. So we have Microsoft might be fixing Kinect's couch problem by taking a picture of the upper body and making like a wire frame and just cutting out the bottom, the leg portion totally.
I don't know, it's Kinect. My impression of it is still negative. I don't see how this would work properly with four people or, you know, on the couch. I don't know, it just doesn't make sense. I have to see it in action myself to pass judgment, so. John.
Well, first of all, Kinect shouldn't even...
Can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself.
Yeah, that's alright. It echoes like that. If don't worry about it.
Is this supposed to be laggy on the... What? Is this supposed to be laggy on the... It's supposed to hear yourself in a second after. Well, if you guess me... I don't even know if we'll see.
When you speak, just don't listen to your voice.
I'm gonna keep these out.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
If you ask me about the couch problem, I don't even think Kinect should be even played sitting down, so why is this even an issue? Kinect is all about movement, and if you're playing sitting down, then what's the point of Kinect? You might as well just go back to a classic PS3 and just play with your hands and the controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it defeats the purpose.
It just defeats the purpose of Kinect if you're sitting down.
pretty much.
If you're gonna do that, you might as well just stick to regular gaming. Go stick to live.
That's why at the beginning I didn't think this would work out anyway, because sure, it gets you moving, but like, if you come in and you just want to relax and just play a quick game of something, you have to move, jump, wave your arms, and do your thing. I think somebody would just prefer a controller, hold it, play it, press the buttons, and that's it.
Yeah,
oh, that would be more or less what most people would prefer, but if this is an issue, then Kinect clearly isn't doing well. I saw it prospers, but if this is an issue, then I don't see it going far.
Yeah,
same
here.
We just have to wait and see until it does come out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, same thing with what Kinect had earlier in, like, 2009. They had Milo on the screen, but they don't have anything right now. But the producers say that it's still really far off, so it's not the greatest thing for the brand of Kinect right now.
It has potential, but I mean, if you're sitting down, then it just defeats the purpose.
So we've been kind of having this discussion already. It's like, kind of like, will Microsoft and PlayStation's version of motion control really push the gameplay revolution any further than what we've seen with the Wii?
Well,
and that was 4 years ago.
Well,
like 3 years.
At least with the Kinect, it adds a little bit more than what the Wii has. As for Sony's, it doesn't really do anything much than what the Wii has now. At least with Kinect, it's a little bit more.
This is Xbox's attempt to appeal to the casual people, like the families, like the grandparents, parents, grandparents, older people, like above the age of like 40 plus.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the PlayStation Move is basically a copy of the Wii controls put onto an HD console, and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much a complete ripoff.
Yeah.
At least with Kinect, it's a little bit more. You may not like the system, but at least they didn't completely copy Nintendo like Sony did.
With the Kinect, it can go either way right now.
Yeah.
Right now, with the lineup that I see right now, it's most likely going to flop within the first year. But I could be totally wrong about this. I'll wait and see before I really judge the system too much.
Yeah, it's a make or break. I think it has potential, others don't. But you have to really see it in action before you can really judge anything.
Yeah, but I think this is Microsoft's last attempt to keep the Xbox 360 alive, because it's been out since 2005, I think.
Yeah.
And most consoles will not last more than 5 years.
Six years is starting to stretch it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Technology is getting improved and things are getting cheaper, so they would have to move on to the next step. And this is the way to make some money before then. That's what I think.
Yeah.
You got a point about this system. The only one that exceeds the expected lifespan of the game system is probably the PS2 that's been around for 10 years, but even that's off the mark. That's coming off the market like this year, next year. But
The PS2, the market's really tapering off in the last like 3 years. It's been dying off.
I think the reason why the PS2 is still alive is because the PS3 doesn't have the backward compatibility with the PS2. Well,
that's
the
main
newer
thing.
Models, so that's why people want to get that
and
play the old games.
Yeah.
That's a separate issue.
Yeah, altogether.
Yeah, totally different issue that we won't delve into today.
Yeah. We're moving off topic, so let's move on.
While on the topic of PS3, the new PS3 firmware for 3.41 locks your hard drive to this particular system, which kind of sucks.
So what does it do?
If you try to swap out a new hard drive, it won't let you use that particular hard drive, because the original hard drive before updating to 3.41 is now locked to that particular system.
That's so stupid, though.
It's just going to work against the PS3, and it's not exactly doing as well as it should be.
So what about right now? Can't you have an external hard drive to add on to the memory?
No,
it's an internal hard drive that it has inside.
I know, but can you connect an additional external hard drive to it if you're running out of space on your internal?
Yeah, you can swap out, like, your media files, your save files, you can swap out. It's like cleaning out the fridge with what the Wii has right now. That's kind of what it is now.
Is there a way to, by locking it, they're kind of securing their system so it kind of, like, leaves out piracy and stuff like that?
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll move on to the next thing. Most of us have probably heard about iPhone's Angry Birds app. Now it's going multi-platform with, like, the PS3, the DS, and the PSP. So it's kind of like a bit of a trend with, like, mini-games moving on to other consoles. What do you guys think about this trend?
Yeah, this game is, like, for pure casual gaming. Like, if you're waiting on the subway, you know, you only take 5 minutes, play a couple levels. It's really addicting, it's colorful. And from the original iPhone, it was on it, and it was also on the Android
Android market.
Their market. And I was moving on to probably BlackBerry and to the other phones and now the DS and stuff. So I don't see why not.
Well, it's a good marketing opportunity for these companies to go multi-platform like this, I guess.
For example, Flight Control, that's on the DS right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was first on the DS or first on the iPhone.
It was originally on the iPhone, then
yeah.
It got ported earlier this year for the DS.
Yeah. If people are buying it, they'll do it. Well, John, you want to see something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, even I'm guilty of getting one or two of those games on my DS once in a while. Yeah. So we'll move on to the next thing, Tales series, Tales of Graces, which is a Wii exclusive in Japan. It's making the jump to the PS3 later this year as Tales of Graces F. What do you guys think about all these ports that are just in Japan and not making it to international markets?
I don't know. It's just a poor choice not to expand them out. Why leave them in Japan? It's just hurting their own games and companies.
I don't know. Nowadays they think, what's the point of having exclusivity? They just might as well have it all platforms, and it'll make money from each one, no matter who buys it.
Yeah.
So,
it's not like
people
are loyal to one system anymore. Everybody's going to play something.
Before it used to be like that, not many people could afford all the systems, so they either choose from one or the other, depending on what games they have. So now all the games are for all systems, it kind of leads it to the technical specifications to the actual system, like the PS3 versus the Xbox, like which is better, even though they both have the same games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people I know now are going multi-platform, buying more than two to three platforms, most likely either PS3 and Wii, or Xbox 360 and the Wii is the most common combinations I've seen with my friends and colleagues.
But on the matter of Tales of Grace, is if they're making a jump to PS3, why don't they make it international? I'm still waiting it for here to come to Canada. Like, I think they have a very large fan base over here, so I don't see why they don't do it.
Yeah, there's a huge market here for Japanese RPGs, because look at how many sales that Final Fantasy 13 had in the pre-orders in the first, like, month.
Yeah.
But that's Final Fantasy, though. Everyone knows it.
Both.
Tales, not so much.
It's still
that's
one
thing.
Of the bigger RPGs
yeah.
out
yeah.
there for...
If you're an RPG enthusiast, you would have come across Tales, like any person. But like for the casual, you know, all-purpose gamer, they probably would not have heard of Tales, from my point of view.
Yeah. Even I haven't discovered Tales, so pretty much you guys introduced it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's by word by mouth. It's not like they advertise it. Like Final Fantasy 13, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Billboards, store windows, magazines, this and that.
But with Tales, it's just an odd trailer here and there, and that's pretty much it.
Potential. I mean, another good series from Japan that was unknown that became big here was a Fire Emblem series. Nobody knew about Seven or what it was. And
that was pretty huge.
Pretty huge, mostly due to the help of Melee promoting it a little bit more. But
yeah.
It went from unknown, like maybe 6 years ago, to...
It's pretty big now.
And that, too, was pretty much by word of mouth.
Yeah.
So
there was no big advertisements, no big nothing. I mean, Melee promoted it, but then it got out there.
Maybe in 5 to 10 years, Tales will be pretty much as big as Final Fantasy.
Or Fire Emblem. They're all book series that came out of Japan.
We'll wait and see, I guess. Guess we'll move on to the next story, which is Street Fighter vs. Tekken. Which was announced at the San Diego Comic-Con just a couple weeks ago. Well, I think that this is pretty big because those are two of the biggest fighting games that are out there on the market right now.
Street Fighter vs. Tekken.
I don't say.
Yes, we don't have much on this right now.
I don't know. Street Fighter versus Tekken. I'm not too familiar with Tekken, but it looks like they're making too many crossovers now.
I know Marvel versus Capcom was good. Tekken is pretty good on the Sony line, but I'm guessing they don't have any details on where it's going system-wise.
Yeah.
But probably aim towards just, a Sony or a Nintendo lineup.
I think they should just stick to Marvel vs. Capcom. They're the two big companies, very popular, well known.
Yeah, but Marvel vs. Capcom has been done too many times. I think people would just stick to the classics.
Yeah, true. And there's other ones like Marvel vs. DC, Marvel vs. Tatsunoko, and.
No, Tatsunoko vs. Capcom. Which is
versus Capcom, all sorts of. See, this is also sold to many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, this has potential. I mean, they are two of the biggest fighting games.
Yeah. Guess we'll kind of move on to next thing we have is Final Fantasy versus 13. It's having tons of problems during development, but I think we're going to see it probably mid next year or maybe Christmas season 2011. But it's probably going to be pushed back to, like, early 2012. What do you guys think of, like, all these problems that they're having during development for this game?
I don't know all too much to really say anything about it.
Did it mention what kind of specific problems?
It's not too much. I'm guessing it's just lots of bugs or something like that, or just hard to really program this game, because it took so long for Final Fantasy 13 to come out. It's supposed to be a late PS2 game, but it's now become a mid-cycle game for the PS3 and the Xbox.
If it's based on the same same world
universe
as for 13, then I guess they might be running out of ideas. Like, what can they do with it? Personally, I don't see this going through, except for the hardcore Final Fantasy fans.
The series has to reach its ending point, and I don't know. 12 was good, 13 is kind of stretching it, though.
13 was horrible. Personally, obviously the best graphics out there.
Yeah.
The story was amazing, but the
linearity of it really killed it.
Yeah.
Really made it strainful.
Yeah, it didn't exactly live up to its hype, but
still, it was a pretty good game. But you have to suffer through the straightforwardness of it, and the battles, they were okay, but they kind of run on and just get annoying after. And now Final Fantasy Versus 13, what they should have done is probably expanded it on that same story with the same characters. So add like to a part two of it, like with Final Fantasy X and X-2,
Yeah.
Guess we'll move on.
No.
The PS3 fat owners have may possibly have a class action lawsuit against Sony for taking the other OS function out of that system. I'm guessing that Sony took that other OS function out to cover their rear ends for piracy, but the U.S. Air Force actually invested in those PS3s to do high-end processing for whatever they're doing in there.
I don't know, they're trying to keep their system locked down, so to remove the piracy in it. That's the bottom line, they don't want to lose money, so they rather just screw people over.
Like any other big company out there, pretty much.
Yeah.
I guess so we'll move on to our next story. We've got a little bit more to cover. We want to run through this really fast. So, Sony may, with the 3D effect that Sony wants to put into their PS3, they may have a new peripheral that copies the Nintendo's 3DS 3D slider idea. If they do let you control the 3D effects for games or movies.
They might as well, because the glasses, they're already on your face. It's just add a little thing to it just to modify the effects. You know. But even though I think this whole concept is horrible, because of the extra hardware, but since it's already there, they might as well do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Anything for you, John?
Nintendo's moving towards 3D. Why not keep up with them and go 3D as well?
Yeah.
As simple as that. They already did it with the motion detection. Why not go with the 3D?
I don't know why they don't have the 3D TVs, as you can watch it without needing glasses.
Well, it's going to go in that direction, but this is like their baby steps towards no glasses-free 3D TV.
I've tried the Sony 3D TV at the Sony Style Store. It was amazing. But I would say it's not that much better than your current TV playing in 3D mode and wearing the red and blue glasses.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
While on the idea of 3D, Sony is to limit 3D games to 720p, which is okay. But we'd like to, it might be because of the limitation of the system, but we like the developers to push it to like 1080i or 1080p if the system is actually capable of this.
I don't understand though, because Final Fantasy 13 was in 1080p, I think
we'll check on that another
time.
Check,
but if it is, then I don't see a problem. The game's massive. You could go through 60 hours with like 2 hours of video with 1080p, so you know, there shouldn't be a problem, in my perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything on that, John?
No.
It's really to cut budgets.
Yeah.
That's it. Save money. Why go the extra mile? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
While rolling on the PlayStation genre, and Gadget claims that it has an exclusive reveal on Sony Ericsson's plans to make a PSP phone that runs on the Android system. What I don't get is that why tack a phone onto a gaming system? I know it's to advance it, but you lose like a lot of stuff that a dedicated gaming system would have. Like you're gonna get interrupted with your like Wi-Fi games with like random phone calls that are gonna ruin your
experience
and your ranking as well.
Yeah, honestly, I see history repeating itself. Remember the N-Gage? That fell down to the pits, failed completely. Yeah, the gaming system and the cell phone, and no one really bought it and failed.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add
on
to that?
I just say, why mix the two? It's just a horrible idea.
Yeah,
it says you have to be stuck to a contract, or the price is going to be insane if you just want to buy it like that, as it is. And by the time it's the end of the contract, and the phone's kind of
useless.
Yeah, like old. So you have to upgrade. So they're gonna keep on doing yearly upgrades, like with the iPhone, and that's a completely different other thing.
Yeah,
you know?
And most gamers I know do not want to get locked down by 2-3 year contracts with this kind of stuff.
And especially the people that want physical media, not just download-only content, you know?
Yeah, just look at the PSP Go. Like, seriously, nobody bought that thing because you do not get a physical media, a physical game to play with. All you have is download games. Not even the publishers are really supporting that idea right now. It's just really pushing that idea too much.
Really, no one likes to be locked down. Like, they want, like, if you want to lend your game to a friend, you should be able to, like, take it out, give it to them, and then you take it back. And just, you know, you could trade, sell your own games. It kind of has that. And people, most of the games that are bought are from children, like, from, like, 12 years old and under. So if it's downloadable only, you would need a debit or credit card, and they don't have that kind of thing. So it kind of limits their possibility of buying games.
And it locks down basically everyone 18 and under are basically locked out of that digital download store, which is a huge part of their market. So it's a bad idea, in my opinion.
And there's the space issue altogether. You have a limited amount to download onto, and then once you max out, you have to delete some stuff, excuse me. And then, you know.
Yeah, I guess this is basically our opinion on it. So we'll move on to the next thing. EA Games is unveiling a new game called Create, which is kind of similar idea to Little Big Planet, where it's this kind of side scroller kind of game where you can build levels, which is, I think, a great idea.
So it's a Little Big Planet ripoff, pretty much, but you can play it on the Wii.
And like every other system out there as well.
Yeah. So it kind of expands on that. Because people who don't have PS3s, you know, have a chance to create their own levels and stuff. But,
yeah.
You know, that's real. That's fun.
Anything on that, John?
Yeah, that's potential. If it's anything like... Yeah.
Alright. Let's go on.
Yeah. Next thing we have is that Miyamoto says that Nintendo's next home console will not be going 3D. And I think this might be a good move for Nintendo because 3D is mad expensive to make for the big screen right now.
Yeah, like, I completely agree. Why go 3D? I mean, the 3DS, that's a different thing. You have a handheld and that's 3D, and it's a small screen, so it's kind of affordable. But going for a home console, 3D is not that common right yet. Not even HD, even though it's commonplace, not every household would have an HD TV. So they would have to incorporate their product with the current, you know, stuff.
Yeah. Like, only like 50% of households now will have HD. And even in Japan, like, they aren't really accepting 3D TVs that well right now. It's because it's way expensive, and they already have their big TVs already that are LCD or plasma TVs. I don't think they want to upgrade and throw out a perfectly good TV that works right now.
It's going to be less expensive and more convenient for everybody, so buy in for something that's just going to make people's lives difficult.
That's why the Wii's dominating right now.
Yeah, because it's easy to use.
They still cut their costs, but they still introduced innovative technology, and now they're the king of the gaming market right now.
Yeah.
Well, as far as the top three go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'll move on to the next thing. Netflix is finally heading to Canada in the fall, which is great.
I bet many people can't wait for this.
Yeah, I would get this pretty much early on, because
once it hits, it's going to just go up.
Yeah, because I'd rather get my movies legit.
Streaming, you don't have to worry about space. Pay $10, whatever, $15 a month. watch whatever you want anytime.
Sure.
That's amazing.
You're finally getting this service up in here in Canada, because we don't have Netflix right now, even though it's coming in the fall. We don't have Hulu or Pandora. Even though we had Pandora up here in its early state, we got all those three services right now locked just for the U.S., which kind of
yeah.
sucks for the rest of the world.
And for Canada, we don't really have any streaming service besides iTunes. Actually, iTunes doesn't stream. But
it doesn't stream, but
the media,
can...
though, you have
yeah.
to buy individual. You can't go on a subscription and just watch whatever you want. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But Netflix is going to be a good thing. And now it's coming on the Wii, too. You can stream from your own TV. It just offers the service to anyone, really.
Yeah.
So it doesn't leave anyone out, which is good. Really good.
Guess we'll move on to the next story. DS version of 007 GoldenEye is finally confirmed, even though they didn't confirm it at E3 this year. What do you guys think of this huge franchise coming to DS later this year?
If you ask, I don't know about the potential of this game, remaking it, because it's a different company altogether that's making the game, so it's probably not going to be up to the standards of the original.
Yeah, I really fear they're going to water this thing down.
Yeah.
And especially now at the current state of video games, the way if you compare it, I'm talking about the Wii version, we compare it to the PS3 games, it's not HD, it's lacking some things, it's kind of too late to reintroduce it back.
Yeah.
I don't know, it depends, it's on Nintendo's end to see what goes on. Actually, Activision.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I just
hope it doesn't flop, because GoldenEye was one of the best games ever made.
Personally, I don't even think they should have reintroduced it on the DS. They should have brought it.
They probably just should have ported it.
Yeah.
Like, direct port, like Super Mario 64 DS, but they
yeah.
added
remap the controls for the DS.
Yeah.
Kind of like what they had for Metroid Prime Hunters, like
which
that kind of controls.
Which was perfect.
It would work
yeah.
perfectly
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is, instead of putting it on the DS, they should have just brought it to the Wii, because
they already are doing for the Wii already. They confirmed that at E3 this year.
Ah, okay, I didn't know that.
I think GoldenEye, the original one, is on Virtual Console.
Yeah.
Is it?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think it's been brought up.
Not to Virtual Console yet. Not that
yeah,
I
doubt it. Since they're going to remake GoldenEye, they don't want people having the original. The people who haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
So.
But if you do have an S64, go grab yourself a copy of GoldenEye, because it's worth the $10-15 for the cartridge. Plus,
if you can find it.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Yeah, I think you can still find it in some select, like, pawn shops or something, or online. You'll probably find it there.
eBay
I can pretty much find anything.
Yeah.
I know I still hold my copy.
Yeah, I guess we'll move on to the next one. R4 and other similar flashcards are now illegal in the United Kingdom, which is a good thing for copyright laws, because it locks down on that kind of stuff. Because piracy has been a huge problem for the DS for the past, like, 4 years.
Of course. I gotta think about this one for a second. You have anything to say on that, Sean?
I don't know what to say if it's a good thing or bad thing. I guess
it's
dealing
kind
with
of
piracy, because I've already seen on they've already counteracted online with websites not even being able to take the ROMs off the site, so this is just another step towards it.
Yeah.
The government's pretty much trying to regulate the internet, which is not a good thing. Why should everything be controlled? Information should be free. I'm not saying the content should be, but
the freedom to check things out.
Yeah. Like, just recently, it's legal to jailbreak of iPhone. And Apple was trying to fight against that to make it illegal. So now you can modify the iPhone yourself without fear of lawsuits or anything.
Yeah, in
so.
A way, it's kind of bad, because some people actually download the games, try it out to see if they like it or not, and they actually go purchase that game if they actually do like it.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on from that topic, and let's... The next topic we have is Super Street Fighter 4 will be heading to 3DS, which I think is a cool idea. Even though Street Fighter 4 has been out for at least a year or two, still, it's going to be in 3D, which is going to kick some major ass, in my opinion.
3DS, man, what can you say? 3D effects, this should be good.
Well, it's already a great system. Adding 3D to it just makes it better.
Yeah.
It's
probably a hit.
It's already
a very popular
game
among
the old school players and hardcore players as well.
Yeah.
And it's Street Fighter, like, what can you say about that? Everyone knows about it, everyone likes it. It's very popular.
Yeah.
And nothing to say about that, so moving on.
Yeah. A publisher by the name of Ubisoft plans to have 6 to 8 launch titles for 3DS, which I think it's great because Nintendo needs all the third-party support that it can get, especially with this system, because the Wii didn't get too much support from the third party. They kind of flopped out on Nintendo, so basically all the titles for the Wii is basically first party that are good quality.
I really don't know too much about Ubisoft's quality of games to really comment on this, so...
Yeah, it's...
Okay, the more launch titles they have, there's a more of a selection, the more attractive it looks to people, so...
Yeah.
If you have a less than enough launch titles and they don't look that appealing, who's going to buy the 3DS? It's because it's 3D.
Yeah, it's like the PS3 launch. It barely had anything for like the first like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Only the people who cared about graphics only buy it. So like, that doesn't make it what it is. It's the games.
Yeah.
It's all about the content.
Let's skip down to our very last story, which is Pokemon Black and White. It's to feature local and Wi-Fi video chat if it's played on a 3DS or a DSi. Well, with this idea, I think it's pretty cool. But with one thing, Nintendo, please bring a Skype app to 3DS, man. It's like, it's totally there already, even with a DSi.
At no cost to them, too. They offer the tool Skype, they put it on, do their thing with it, have it for everyone can have it. And with the Wi-Fi and video chat, you don't just have the game to use it. Like, you probably use it playing any game. That's what should be allowed.
Or at least audio chat.
Yeah.
Because I know they have it for, I think, Pearl and Diamond already, over, like, Wi-Fi.
Yeah, over Wi-Fi, but it's not really reliable.
Yeah.
It's like the iPhone, there's a Skype app, now they finally introduced multitasking. You can have it in the background and just talk. Even video chat if you have the iPhone 4.
Yeah.
Very handy.
Anything on that topic, John?
Not really.
Well, I guess we'll end this podcast here. It's been quite a long podcast for tonight. So I'll see you guys later on this month.
Alright, take care.
Peace.